أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 54 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous ayah, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the coming of the Quran Sharif, the details that the Quran has contained, and on the other side, the disbelievers were waiting for the outcome, what would be the outcome on the day of Qiyamah. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again reminds us about Allah's Qudrat. The fact that Allah Ta'ala is the creator, it means nothing for Allah Rabbul Izzat to destroy and recreate. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Rabbakum Allah, certainly your Rabb, certainly your sustainer, your nourisher is Allah. Who is this Allah? What are the doings of Allah Ta'ala? One is Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. That Allah that created the skies and the earth in a period of 6 days. Now here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has that Qudrat, Allah has that power, that might, that Allah Ta'ala just says, كُن, be, become, فَيَكُونُ, and it becomes, things came into being. That is the Qudrat and the power of Allah. Then here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other ayats of the Quran Sharif, in Surah Fussilat, Allah ta'ala, in Hamim Sajda, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives an entire understanding of how the 6 days were spent. That 2 days Allah ta'ala had created the earth. On another 2 days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed whatever is on this earth, the mountains, the rivers, and all of that Allah Ta'ala done for insan and for the rizq and the sustenance of insan. And in 2 days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies, beginning on a Sunday, completing on a Friday. All of this is the Qudrat and the power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How these 6 days would have been? One could have argued that there was no sun. So then how did we come to know that it was 6 days? What calculation? So one group of ulama have stated, the days of this world with the sunrise and the sunset, 6 of the days and nights of this world, that is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created it. Then if Allah ta'ala is that being kun fayakun, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just commands, Allah ta'ala just says and it is done, then why did Allah ta'ala span it over such a period of time? So here ulama have expressed from the sahaba already that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show us insan that in all the matters of your life you must have a system. You must have a systematic approach to it. You must not be haphazard. Like in the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, "An al-anatu min Allah wal-ujlatu min ash-shaytan." That al-anat, to deliberate, to think of matters, to plan it out, and then do it, that comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala then inspires a person. Wal-ujlatu min ash-shaytan, that we must just do it, that is not from Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is from Shaitan. So we need to deliberate. And here Allah Ta'ala creating the skies, creating the earth, all of it Allah Ta'ala wants to show us as insan that we must deliberate in our matters. And of course there is one group of ulama that have stated that these 6 days could have been the 6 days of the akhirat, one day equivalent to 1,000 years. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established himself. Allah ta'ala had positioned himself on the arsh. Now here is one very important aspect. At the very beginning of Surah Al-Imran, we had discussed one aspect of Qur'an. That Qur'an has both types of ayat, muhkamat and mutashabihat. Muhkamat are those that are absolutely clear, it is explicit, we understand it. And then there are those that are the mutashabihat, that we do not have a very clear understanding of what it means. We may know the words, we may know the translation of it, we may know what the word means. But how it happens, that we leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what the Sahaba used to do, and they used to call it tafweed, that they left the understanding to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now like that, this is one portion of an ayat, but this is one aspect that is also in the same category, that we don't really know the meaning of it, how it happens. That is known as the concept of istiwa ala al-ard, that how did Allah ta'ala position himself, how did Allah ta'ala establish himself on the arsh, whereas Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is everywhere. We don't understand this. Somebody came to the great Imam, Imam Malik rahimahumullah, and he questioned Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi about this concept. So Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, after some deliberation, he said to the person, al-istiwa'u ma'lumun. This word istiwa, to position oneself, to straighten, to establish oneself, the meaning is ma'lum, the meaning is known. وَالْكَيْفِيَّتُهُ مَجْهُولٌ. But the kayfiyat, how it happens, that is majhool, that is not known to us. We do not understand this concept. We come, their generation was after the generation of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We've come after the Sahaba. They also cannot tell us, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not elucidate this matter. So then, what happens then? Then he said that al-imanu alayhi wajibun, to bring iman upon it, however, is a compulsion. That this is in the Quran Sharif, it actually happened, we bring total and complete iman, although we don't know how it happens, but our iman is there. And the last part of it is, وَالسُّؤَالُ عَلَيْهَا بِدْعَةٌ. To ask how it happened, that is a bid'ah, that is an innovation. Sahaba didn't question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To ask about it is not going to increase our iman. Rather, Allah ta'ala forbid, it may take us further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yushi layla nahara yatlubuhu hatitha. Thereafter, Allah ta'ala covers the day on the night. And Allah ta'ala says how this covering happens. Yatlubuhu hatitha. Pursuing each other in quick succession. We see that there is a night, and then we see that there is a day, and how this happens, that there is no intermediate period in between. So is this not the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the truth and the reality of all of this is Allah saying, وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِ. In other words, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الشَّمْسِ. It is Allah that created the sun, it is Allah that created the moon, it is Allah that created the stars, and Allah Ta'ala created all of this submissive, subjugating themselves to the hukam and the command of Allah Ta'ala. There are times that we just sit down and we have to think about this. This earth is moving 24,000 miles an hour, and if we really think about it, there is no motor, there is no machine in it. But how does it move? This is that kudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The sun is in its orbit, the moon is in its orbit, the earth is in its orbit. All of this is the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. Listen very well, that belonging to Allah ta'ala is the total of creation, and al amr, the command. In creation, Allah ta'ala is the khaliq, and in amr, in command, Allah is the malik. Allah Ta'ala is the Khaliq, Allah Ta'ala is the Malik, and hence there is absolutely no one else that creates, and there is no one else that can be the master like Allah Ta'ala, that has all command in their hands. Tabarakallahu Rabbul Alameen, and high and blessed is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.